KMA land. Welcome to the Double X Factor. It's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. I'm Sandy Edie Hansen, and guess who's here with me for the jam session?
It's me. It's Spencer Williams. And you're right, Sandy. It does feel like a Monday, and it's the first of the month, which just makes it even more
wow.
of a Monday.
Crazy. My brain is going to struggle all week with this.
Yeah, and we're gonna kind of spice it up, because that's what we do. You know, we're so spontaneous here on the Double X Factor. You're going to be in tomorrow, which is kind of a switch, and then again on, well, no, you're always here on Wednesdays, but we're kind of changing it up. We're doing the jam today. You'll be here Wednesday and Friday, and then I will come in on Thursday.
Yeah, so I'm expecting you to really bring it on Thursday,
Spencer.
Bring
the A game, yeah. I made Sandy do two this week because this was her choice in topics, so, which is kind of shocking for me. So can you kind of explain this? You seem to handle stress very well from the outside. So.
Oh, well, it's a facade, let me guarantee you, because inside I'm going crazy.
Okay, so tell me how this kind of came up.
Well, there's a book that came out with Dr. Bruce Perry and Oprah Winfrey kind of teamed up. And it's about how trauma and stress or chronic stress impacts your body. And there was just some really stunning information in there for me about how it affects your brain function.
Ugh.
And, you know, I think we know that stress impacts us,
sure.
but I don't think we really get how much it impacts a lot of our functionality, even our ability to think clearly.
Sure, right. Yeah, we've tried to hit this a lot is on the negative effects of stress. But then you also go into how we sometimes numb our stress or we think we're coping, which we're really using numbing mechanisms. So even that could take it a step further. But
exactly.
Yeah, anytime you put Oprah Winfrey behind something, you know it's probably going to be enlightening, right?
Yeah, really. That's got some brand power. So yeah, I would just like us to talk a little bit. Probably Wednesday, I'm going to talk about some of the findings in that book that I found kind of shocking about what happens to your brain when you're in chronic stress. And we know it affects your body, but even more so than we really probably realized. And then, you know, we think that eating bad food impacts our body, but stress does a number on it too.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully we'll have some tools on Friday
Great.
That we can try. So.
Yeah. And I think that it's a great time. We surely in the last year, some of us have had more stresses than we've ever had.
Yes.
And again, things are starting to open back up, we hope. We're trying to return to normalcy, and that adds an additional level of stress.
Definitely.
So it's definitely a good time to cover stress and hopefully help ourselves.
Ourselves for sure. This is not just altruistic here. I think we've talked here before, too, quite a bit about how our stress actually comes from our thoughts and not from the situations.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Oh, boy. Once again, comes back to us. This darn show. All right. Well, it's going to be a great condensed week, Sandy. Thanks so much.